produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hold up the line. Oh. Hold up the light. Hold up the light. Oh, ye heaven-bound soldiers. Hold up the light.
Everybody.
Hold up the light.
Yeah.
Let your light shine around the world.
Beloved children of the Most High, welcome, welcome. Guess what? You have just landed in love. Love above you, love below you, and love all around you. Don't you know that you were made in love? You were created by love. So your purpose is to be love on this earthly plane. I am Imaja Jubilee, your host for Love, Light, and Positivity. And we welcome you. We welcome all of you, all of our listeners around the globe. So why don't we take a breath together, and let's breathe in and breathe out. And as we breathe in and breathe out, we know that the breath connects us. No matter what race, color, or creed, We all have it in common because we are alive. We are humans on this earth. And breath is life. And life is meant to be lived in full expression. And I hope, my brothers and sisters, that you are living your life in full expression, that you are on purpose, you have a purpose, you know what it is, and that you influence and that you impact and that you inspire others to be the best version of themselves that they can be. And as I said before, we all are connected. And one of the things that I'd like to do before I proceed with the rest of the show is to thank Taylor Padgett, CEO of Finding My Way Radio, and Josie Hopkins of Josie's Inspirational Network. I want to thank them for the opportunity to be on this platform. It truly is a gift that has been given to me that I can spread love, light, and positivity through the guests that I bring, through whatever I say on this platform, to influence people to be who they are because of who made them. And we trust. We just have to trust. And we know that you're trusting too, and you're counting your blessings, and you have a glad heart of gratitude, and you joyfully and you mindfully and you blissfully, you thank God for creating you and waking you up this morning, and you say thank you. You say thank you for being alive. You say thank you that you have, I always call it, you have love running warm in your veins. So since you have love running warm in your veins, you have no reason to complain. I want to repeat that. Since you have love running warm in your veins, you have no reason to complain, my friends. No reason at all. And in light of this month, February, being Black History Month, and we want to talk about that a little bit before we welcome our guest who's waiting in the virtual green room. We want to tell you a little bit about how Black History Month got started. And first of all, I have to say, I agree with Morgan Freeman and Stacey Dash, who is an actor and an actress, that our history, Black history, is American history. And we have been designated this month to celebrate it. But it didn't start out that way. It started out in 1926, Carter G. Woodson had a week. He designated a week for us to talk about our accomplishments as blacks and those things that we had achieved. Well, that wasn't enough, okay? So it went on that the first Black History Month celebration was at Kent State and was held by the Black United Students. They wanted to make it even bigger. So it has grown. We have climbed up the ladder to another level. And it started being celebrated in different places all over the world. England came aboard, Ireland came aboard, but some of that happened from 1987 to, I think Ireland was the last one that I could find that started it in 2010. Well, Black History Month, now as we know, in light of everything that has gone on, we have been celebrated and we are climbing the ladder further and further to be acknowledged for what we have bought as people of color. You know, our name has changed. You think about the many names that we were first called before we got to African American, before we got to be black. We've come through many names. We come through the Black Codes and the Jim Crow laws and a lot of other things. But the moment that I want to talk about that stands out in my mind is my participation in the March on Washington. And I was 17 years old. Y'all get that? I was 17 years old. And I had no idea that morning when my dad, who's the Reverend John Henry Brand, woke us up at 4 a.m. in the morning and told us all to get ready. We didn't even have to do our chores because my chore was to milk the cow and my brothers had to feed the pigs. My mother had prepared breakfast. She made us bologna sandwiches and peanut butter bologna sandwiches and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and she had thermos of strawberry Kool-Aid and water. And we were told to get in the car. That was a four-hour drive from Charlotte County, Drake Branch, Sac, Virginia, to Washington, D.C. And, you know, at that time, there were no places to stop to go to the bathroom or anything. And my mother had packed all of this stuff. She packed the sandwiches in a brown grocery bag. And when we got where we needed to eat or where we needed to go to the bathroom, we stopped at friends' house along the way, and we used it. We used at their house because you couldn't go into any of the other facilities because of Jim Crow laws that were in operation at that time. But I remember distinctly arriving in Washington 4 hours later, wondering what was all about. My father parked the car, and we were in this crowd. I had never seen so many people. There were over 200,000 people, and they were people from different areas. To me, it was just like going to a church homecoming. You know, when we had homecomings in the black church where everybody gathered and everybody was friendly. Well, these people were friendly, and they were from all across America. And there were whites that were present as well. But we got into the movement of the crowd, and they sang, "We Shall Overcome," and we marched. We marched. So when we finally did settle down, we sat down on the side, and my father wouldn't let me run around because I was a girl, but my brothers, they ran all the way around. They ran and did whatever they wanted to do because they were boys. They were like 12 and 16 years old. But anyway, the point that I want to make, I didn't get the significance of what I was participating in. I remember my mother telling me to be quiet because Mahalia Jackson was singing, because that was one of her favorite people she loved to listen to. Because my mother sung in church, and she sung a lot of Mahalia Jackson music. And I remember when the crowd got real quiet, there was someone on the stage, so I knew that was Dr. Martin Luther King bringing his "I Have a Dream" speech. I was right there in the mix, in the midst of history. And it took me a long time. You know, after that day, you know, we got back in the car, and I rode, and I slept all the way back home. And I still didn't realize what I had been a part of and what my father had given to us. But it was important to him because he had been in the NAACP. And at that time, you know, we had a lot of stuff going on, and he was really active in the community with NAACP. But I still didn't connect the dots until much later. I have connected the dots, and I now know the importance that march played in civil rights that came about in 1964 and the voting rights in 1965. And because of what was demonstrated, that was a peaceful march. Dr. King had all of his supporters, and because of that, there was the black codes got eliminated and Jim Crow laws got eliminated. The Jim Crow laws and the black codes had been in for over 100 years, but it took until that march in 1964 for the civil rights and 1965 for the voting rights for all of it to happen. So, you know, with all of that being said, I participated in history, a part of history that we honor now when we have ML King, we have ML King weekend that we celebrate, and we have a lot of other things that we celebrate around black history, and I'm sure that is going to increase. And I am so proud and so pleased that I got to participate in it. Well, the guest that I'm about to bring on, Wanda Hollis, she had also had an activity on Martin Luther King weekend last month. She is a motivational queen, a certified John Marshall trainer. She's a teacher. She's a speaker. She's a coach. She's an author, and she has her own talk show called I Am Enough. She is a trailblazer, and she makes an impact on anybody that she comes in contact with. And as I said before, she hosted a weekend event in tribute to Martin Luther King. Welcome, Wanda, to the show.
Thank you so much. It is such an honor to be here. Thank you so much for having me. You know, every time I see the name Love, Light, and Positivity, that just lights me up from the inside. So thank you so much for having me. And if I just can say, your experience that you went through at 17 years old, and like you said, you didn't know the impact or the influence of it then, but you connected the dots now, is just the most beautiful story that I've ever heard, especially from your perspective at 17 years old. So I just say thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you. And I consider it an honor to be able to share a piece of history, and that's the first historical thing that I ever participated in. And people need to hear those stories. You know, people need to know what is being done today. So with that being said, why did you decide to have that event on MLK? Tell us a little bit about that event.
Well, thank you. So what we did was we put a book together, and it's actually our volume 2 of Wake Up Winning No Matter What, because losing is not an option. And it just made sense to launch it on that weekend, which was the 15th, and we had a full weekend of just celebration, coming together in love, and that's how we did it. And it was twenty authors that were a part of the project, and the book just tells stories about people and their journey, and yet what their journey has led them to do now. You know, so you have authors, you have coaches involved, you have people that serve the community, the elderly, people that take care of the mentally ill, and people that, you know, just are influencers. So it just made sense to me, because the book also is titled Stories from Black Men and Women. So I felt like we could write. So it just made, you know, sense, common sense and logical sense and, you know, heartfelt sense to bring it to the forefront on that particular weekend. So we did a full weekend. We celebrated on Friday, Saturday. We had this beautiful event, a conference, and I guess I'm probably answering more of the question than you asked for, but I just get emotional when I think about just all of the things that was involved in that celebration. We had the senator come out, and I also wanted to highlight the power of the black woman, the power of the black man, and the power of the black community. So that's how this all came about on that weekend of Martin Luther King weekend.
Yeah, and that's a great way. I like what you said about highlighting black men and black women and the power of that, because as we know, we are at the forefront of things that are going on now. And what I like about one of the things that you always say is, you know, you wake up a winner. How can we now implement that quote that I know you say into our lives right now, waking up a winner?
Waking up winning is a decision. So if you think about what we just experienced in MLK weekend, and the fact that it was a group of people, not just Dr. Martin Luther King, but just all of the people that he was surrounded with, that were determined to add empowerment to the black community, that was determined to say, hey, we're worthy of fighting for our rights. We're worthy for social justice. We're worthy for financial stability, you know. And so when that passion just ensues the spirit, there is this absolution that you are already a winner. Now the choice is up to you of how you wake up. So if you decide that you want to wake up into your grandeur of being a winner, then you've already won. So it's just a matter of how do you choose to wake up. So check the box where it says wake up a winner or waking up a loser. There's only two boxes.
Oh. Yep.
So you check one, and then you wake up. You know, and not just waking up physically, but then when you wake up as a winner, you wake up then in your emotions, you wake up in your physical space, in your heart space, in your mental space. These are the decisions that you make that say, no matter what I've been through, I've come through it, therefore I am what I am, and I am a winner.
I am what I am when I am a winner, and I love that, because I have to tell you, I've been using it. I've been using I Wake Up a Winner. And I think of it every time I open my eyes in the moment. You know, I'll tell you about the eyes, because you open up your eyes first. You know what I'm saying? You activate
exactly.
your five senses, and the activation of our five senses comes from God. You know, it all comes from God. You know, so what can you tell if someone is out there and they're saying, well, I don't know how to wake up a winner, or I don't know how to bring that which I was created to be, that I don't know that I'm a winner. What tools can they use to uncover and discover that?
Well, I have two great tools, and they're titled Wake Up Winning No Matter What, because losing is not an option, Volume 1 and Volume 2. That gives you the full total of about 42 individuals that you can see yourself in some of those stories. And then you can see their success, and you can say, you know what, that person I align with. Let me follow that example. And not only that, just tapping into who you are. You know, we celebrated our ancestors. That's another reason why this book was created and written, was to push us to understanding that we come from greatness. You know,
yeah.
You come from winners. You come from a heritage that didn't quit, you know, that marched on Washington and beyond, that got out of the, you know, that they came here, maybe some against their will, but then broke certain chains and also broke down barriers that told you could not do something, you know. And when you discover that, then there's no way that you can't become what you intend to be, and that is a winner. I think everybody was born with this drive or this. It's kind of like I preface it on this. Remember how we didn't know how to walk, and then we were just
yeah.
determined mm-hmm. to learn how to walk. It didn't matter how many times you fail, you still got up. Didn't matter how many times you hit the carpet or the cold floor, the linoleum floor, or the hardwood floor, whatever you hit, you kept getting up. And that's the determination that you need every single day to say, you know what, no matter how many times I do it wrong, I'm going to keep trying. No matter how many times somebody tells me no, I'm going to keep going
yep.
after it. You know, like to never, ever, ever say, I am going to stop. Especially when it comes
tenacity,
to your life.
Tenacity. That's
exactly.
Tenacity.
And
self-determination and guided by the divine. So tell people how they can get in touch with you and to get the books that you're talking about. Tell us how they can do that.
Well, it's real simple. You can just go to my website, IamEnough365.com. That's IamEnough365.com. And you can find everything that I'm a part of, and the books are there. Because I also have a book titled I Am Enough, and it's kind of like it's the forefront of how I even got started in my space of writing and helping other people. So it's a great read as well, full of empowerment, full of just our what we need, you know, on a regular basis, on an ongoing basis, and everybody can benefit from it. So it's IamEnough365.com.
So you're going to have to come back and we can talk more in detail just about how you got started and the book. So what pearl of wisdom, you know, we've talked a lot about waking up. We've talked a lot about from a historical perspective as black people, as black women and men. What pearl of wisdom would you like to impart today on part one of our show to people that are listening?
That for you to stand up in that mirror every day, and when you take that deep look into your eyes that's looking back at you, that you see that winner in you, and you smile, and you go out, and you do everything to support that winner in you.
Supporting the winner inside of you, because you were created in love, by love, to be love. See, all of that ties. You know, you so beautifully wrapped that all up together to what the show is about, love, light, and positivity. Because when we wake up with what you just said, we wake up winner, and we wake up with an inner source from inside to spread and be the light and not the lampshade. We want to thank you for joining us today, and we want you to come back for part two of this. And what I want the listening audience is to remember that we as blacks have history that needs to be talked about every day. And I go back to what that song that I sang with the March on Washington. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. And I'm going to end it right there. And I want to tell you all, you have been listening to Imaja Jubilee on Love, Light, and Positivity. And we invite you to join us on our next show when we will have part two of talking to Wanda further about the way she's bringing love, light, and positivity in the world. Thank you.
I like this part right here. Come on.
Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the
add a little something to it. Just to encourage you. We're going to take you to church later. Let's go!
We'll keep marching right until the victory is won.
To all my brothers out there.
Hold your head up, brother, till the victory is won.
To all my sisters in the struggle.
Keep believing, sister, till the victory is won.
Till that day.
Till that day comes.
Hey.
Let us march on.
To victory.
Till victory.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.